Gay rights activists say the fight is not over what they call marriage equality. Last week, voters in 11 states passed constitutional bans on same-sex marriage. Those came on the heels of similar measures in Louisiana and Missouri. In Missouri this week, the nation's largest gay rights group began rethinking its strategy. Matt Zepik of member station KWMU in St. Louis has this report.
For the first time since the election, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force is meeting. The feeling of post-election heartbreak is evident. The 2,500 activists here in St. Louis are asking themselves what went wrong. Why were votes against same-sex marriage so lopsided? Executive Director Matt Forman summed it up in his keynote speech yesterday.
Everywhere, in those states and across our movement, there is hurt, there is bewilderment, there is trauma, there is betrayal. But at the same time, let's not pretend that we are not mad as hell.
Forman urged the crowd to turn that anger into action, and a few hours later, in a small group session called the Democracy Project, about 50 people listened with rapt attention as activist Hans Johnson discussed the finer points of local political organizing.
As we all know, politics is hardly static. All of the acumen, all of the strategic intelligence that's garnered from one fight can have a more clear impact because of what can be done in future sessions through the coordinated list structure in the state.
While most here agree that the 2004 elections taught them a lesson, it wasn't just about grassroots organizing. Barbara Woodruff of the group Show Me Equality says once gays get people's attention, they need to do a better job of putting a human face on their cause.
You know, people don't understand that we live right next door to them. We're the two women who live next door who are roommates, quote unquote. And once people realize that those two women are lesbians, I think they'll feel better about us.
But trying to get that message out to the millions of Americans who simply don't want same-sex marriage or even civil unions could prove tough. Of the 13 state marriage amendments that voters approved this year, 8 also prohibit domestic partnerships. So the focus for gays now isn't simply moving the debate from marriage to civil unions. It means going a step back and trying for cultural acceptance first. To do that, St. Louis activist Chris Kleindienst says gay rights supporters will have to use the tactics of their most adamant foes.
We have always been doing work locally, all over the country, but our resources financially and some of our leadership resources have tended to gravitate towards Washington, D.C. And I think that the right has gotten a leg up on us because they've been spending their time at the state and local level.
Many of those resources are tied up in legal battles. Gay rights activists have sued in Georgia and Oklahoma, attempting to overturn recent ballot measures. They succeeded in Louisiana. A judge there threw out that state's amendment because it was too broad in scope. Legal action is still at the heart of the strategy, but Task Force Director Matt Forman warns against putting the cart before the horse.
We need to face up to the fact that the legal strategy for marriage equality is and has been at least 10 years ahead of our political and public education strategy. If the movement had been thinking clearly, we would have had a political and public education strategy that preceded our legal strategy, but we didn't.
Forman says the lesson from 2004 is that gays have to better integrate legal maneuvers on the state level with the grassroots battle for public opinion. Acting locally is the key. One gay rights attorney warns that action too early in the federal courts could hasten a gay marriage ban in the U.S. Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Matt Zepik in St. Louis.